Hi, thank you so very much for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yes, I saw that my account got charged for something. I don't even know what company this is or what
Can
it
you
is.
verify your first and last name, and may I have your zip code, please?
My name is Evelyn Hernandez, and what else did you need?
Your zip code.
75935.
75935.
Yes.
And Ms. Hernandez, verify your address, please, ma'am.
669 FM 699.
Okay, thank you so very much for providing your information for me. And is your email 17sabrina.morales@gmail.com?
No.
Okay, do you recognize that email?
No.
Okay. Okay. So according to the records here, it looks like the smartwatch, you was given a survey. And by completing the survey, there was an option to have the smartwatch mailed to you for just paying the shipping cost up front.
Okay.
Okay. The post office also sent confirmation that the smartwatch was delivered to your address, Ms. Hernandez.
I mean, I haven't seen any smartwatch. What kind
I
of
can't.
smartwatch?
It's a smartwatch, is that has different options on the interface of it, like an Apple Watch, but it's not an Apple product. And let me tell you, I can give you the tracking number so that you can call the post office, because they have to send confirmation over when the product is delivered, and they sent confirmation that that smartwatch had been delivered to your home on
Okay,
June
but why
9th.
was I charged 60, almost $70?
There's a monthly membership when you ordered the watch. Did you read over the terms and conditions?
I didn't do any of that, so I don't know.
Okay, because I'm looking at the IP address now. So whomever ordered it from this address, the 669 FM.
Okay.
So someone in the household placed the order, Ms. Hernandez.
That's weird.
Post office also sent confirmation it was delivered to the same address.
When was that?
It was delivered on June 9th at 10:30 a.m.
So it was June, and then now we're in July. And now I'm getting charged $70.
Yes, ma'am. It's billed month after yet. It's delivered for that monthly membership.
Monthly membership for what?
Again, when you first ordered that, if you read over the terms and conditions, Ms. Hernandez, it
I
explained
didn't
that.
order that, so I couldn't read it.
Okay, so whomever in the household that placed the order, it explains to them that when that order is placed, you are enrolled into the monthly membership, and they give you different perks and different discounts on online merchants.
And what is this website for or company?
We are a call center. We handle the billing for them. That's Platinum Ultra. But I can go ahead and
Okay,
cancel the account to
so
make sure that nothing else is charged. And I can honor a one-time courtesy refund on that charge for you. But what we'll do is we'll go ahead and start an investigation. I'll go ahead and contact the police department, give them the IP address, let them rerun it on their end, because on my end, it's showing that it was ordered from this address. So I'll have the police department running on their end to verify that it was ordered from this address, and then I'll contact the post office just to verify delivery of the order. Now, if it comes back showing that it was ordered from this household, then you will face a penalty charge for on the fraud charge side of it. But I can go ahead and get that charge reversed for you as a temporary courtesy until the investigation has been completed. And once the
okay.
investigation has been completed, then I'll notify you back when the police department give me their report from the IP address.
Okay, can I get the, what is the company that you
Platinum Ultra.
said? Platinum what?
Ultra, U-L-T-R-A.
Ultra. Okay, I'm going to look into that, and I'm going to
we'll be back in touch with you in the next few days once the police department finishes their IP address. Once they run that and get that back to us, and I'll contact you back. I just hate for you to have to face a penalty charge on the order because someone from that household ordered it and received it.
Okay, well, I need to look over it first and see what happened.
Okay, is there anything else for you?
I'll call back if... Do I call back to the same number if I need to make... like that you said about the penalty thing? Or the
it would charge you a penalty if the information comes back as being ordered from this household and delivered there. Because I'm checking it on my end now with our fraud. We can also check that on our end. The police department, they also run a more thorough IP, but it's showing that it matches the address that it was delivered to. And the post office sent confirmation of that being delivered to that same address.
Okay.
And even
well,
the phone number that was entered in is the number that you're calling from now.
That's weird. Because I don't remember. Well, I don't do those type of surveys or anything. Cause
yeah, someone put
like
your number in, the 409-200-1387. So everything is coming back as a match. But I can go ahead and start the investigation on it. And then once we finish the investigation, I'll contact you back.
Okay, well, I need to make my own research before you start the investigation and see what happens. So
repeat that for me.
I said I would like to make my own research and before you start the whole investigation about it, I need to make my own research. So I'm going to find out what happened, and then I'll call back.
You don't mean to issue the courtesy refund now until the investigation
the
has
moment.
Been completed?
I don't want you to start the investigation as of right now. I'm going to check tomorrow what happened and if it got delivered, if anybody got it.
Okay.
Let me just see what happened.
Okay. Well,
can you
definitely. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Can you as of now just cancel the.
Sure.
I guess. Account or membership or whatever it is?
Yes, I can just cancel the account and stop any further activity.
Okay. I'll just call back to this number if I have any questions.
Okay.
Hello?
So I will go ahead and get everything closed out. There'll be no further activity. And is there anything else at all that I can do for you today, Ms. Hernandez?
That'll be all for now.
Okay, and we look forward to speaking back with you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so very much for calling Customer Care. You have a good night.